lung and the intestines, it tastes very well. It tastes very well. Mm-hmm. And the kidney, I always threw those away. I threw kidneys away and I threw the heart away.
Did you ever have a word for all of those insides?
Sweetbreads, and they had that's what they call sweetbread. I don't know.
Did you ever hear harslet or haslet?
What?
Harslet or haslet? Did you ever hear of that?
No, I didn't use that.
Then
we had the feet. I never did food with his feet except put them in with the head to make sauce. But this Sarah that lived with us, I told you her specialty was cooking. And she put her whole heart and soul into that. That's all she could do. She did very well with housework, but she mostly was cook. And that's where she stayed, because Noah's mother ran a hotel, a boarding house. And so she was the main cook. And she would boil those feet and split them some kind of way and batter them and fry them. They're pretty good. Of course, she took a little hard things off and cleaned them. Took a knife and pushed that little shell off at the tip of the foot.
Did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
No. I didn't drink blood. I was that much Bible. I didn't drink the blood of anything. A lot of people made blood pies, but not me.
What do you call the meat, the long, the fat?
Bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah, the bacon. Now that was bacon was a side meat there. And the fat, and all the fat went into lard. You cut it up into little chunks, skin and all. We had a big board that we laid it out on, and we just cut it across like that and cut it and piled it in tubs. And I never did make the lard, because we've had plenty of Negroes to do that, and they would come, sit out there and make the lard and cook it down to cracklings. And then you'd strain it into 50-pound tin cans, lard cans you call them, 50-pound cans. And you took those cracklings and made crackling bread, put it in there. I wasn't a good crackling bread maker either, but she was. And she browned them, got all the grease out nearly till it was just brown, crunchy stuff. Sometimes there'd be a little lean mixed in with them. And put in the crackling bread, and some people thought it was delicious, thought it was good. And it was. It was real good.
When you spoke of bacon, what did you have? What do you call that tough part that you have to cut off of the bacon?
Oh, then along the backbone was...
The outside of the bacon, the
skin,
bone.
You mean the hide?
Yes.
That's the hide, the skin. We called it the skin. But there was a strip down the backbone that we called tenderloin. And it was completely lean.
Lean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people cut it with the part of the backbone in it. And they do that today with part of, and it has bone in it, and it's not called tenderloin. What is it called today? It has part of the backbone in it, a little curly bone piece like that on it. I can't think what it's called. I never do that now today. But we didn't leave any bone with it. We just stripped it down like this and cut it crossways this way.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called? They buy it and fix it all the time. It's in the grocery store right today. You see it.
Ribs? You mean ribs? Or?